You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Good afternoon to you, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is 12:30. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. It's great to be here with you this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 10th day of August, 2021. I hope you're having a fantastic day, as I am. Okay, so let's get started on the Sunny Side. Today is Tuesday. It's Open Thoughts Tuesday. So I'll be picking your brain, picking your thoughts about this very interesting conversation that we'd have first for the first hour. So I saw a message online someplace, a man who, so I'm going to read it out to you if you give me a moment. Okay, give me a moment to find this again. So there is a cultural practice. I'm not sure if this is an African thing, but I believe it. I certainly know that it's done here in the Southwest, and I believe in many cultures in Nigeria. I don't know if across Africa. But there's this practice in which if you're planning to get married to someone, especially the man to the woman is expectedly married to the family of the husband too. In some cases, vice versa. So you hear people tell you, you're not marrying your spouse in particular, you're marrying their families. Okay, so you're not getting married specifically to your spouse, but more to your spouse's family, to whom you hold possibly a greater responsibility than even to your spouse. So there is this message I saw as a tweet actually by a handle called Man of Letters, who says, was talking about his experience when he was dating his wife. He says, when we dated, we got engaged and planned for marriage. I did not take my wife to meet any extended family member to be kneeling down. I think that was a thing for him. She had known my mom, my dad, my brother and sister 3 years before we got engaged. And I told her, you don't need to meet anybody else until the wedding day. That was my message to everyone, that she's not bound by any, quote, Iyawowa tradition. And she insisted that his wife would not use the for younger children in the family, and that when they attend events, she's there to slay, dress up and come, you know, looking beautiful, and not there to run errands for anyone. So according to him, his mom, his immediate family members are okay with that, and he made that clear also to the extended family. So I know this would run on very raw nerves for quite a number of people, but I'll just, in this conversation, I'm just going to sit back and hear your thoughts on this one. I want to hear you out. And wherever you are on this spectrum, just know that it's okay. As long as nobody is harmed, you're not infringing on people's rights, and that you're very civil, you know, which is a thing with this practice where you believe that you own the other person. So for you, do you believe it's essential to continue this practice in which when you're marrying a man or you're marrying a woman, you're essentially marrying not them, but their family members, and that you owe them an obligation to, you know, when there's an event, to wash plates, to cook, you know, the cultural family thing, you know, or have you found a shortcut around this? Yourself, your spouse, have you both found a way around this? Are you stepping on toes? You guys are in the four lines already. Just hold on. Let me land. You found a way to short circuit this. Are you stepping on toes? Second question would be, who are the extended family members? And here's where I'm going. So growing up, let me use myself as an example. I've got two brothers. I've got my mom and my dad. They used to be my immediate family member until I got married, and then I have my family. So my brothers and parents, are they now my extended family members, or are my extended family members the ones that used to be my extended family members, which included my uncles and aunties and cousins? Do you get what I'm saying? Or my brothers and my parents, are they now my extended family members? So we're going to have two conversations almost in the same breath. So how have we been able to find a way around this? All right, that's the show this morning. Let's get started. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. I know you know the numbers already. For those who are joining for the first time, that's the number. And if you're female, the line to call is 0146-57190. It's Open Thoughts Tuesday. Let's hear your thoughts. Let's go. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Are you hearing me?
Thank you. Yes, I can. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Oluwase.
All right. Welcome, Oluwase.
Yeah. The topic you are talking about, I can say the guy is partly a person like myself. I agree totally. I'm a typical Yoruba person.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to explain it in detail and let's make it a conversation.
That's okay.
Now, I'm married to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The woman is married to me. I've been married for 20 years now, thereabouts, by the grace of God.
Great.
In this last 12 or 13 years, how many of my family have stayed in my house for complete a year?
Mm.
I guess none, including my parents. What is their business in the house for a whole year?
Mm.
So how will you have this obligation and sense of responsibility or entitlement to say my wife is Yahuwa? You see, this is the African insinuation, and has got us to a lot of trouble.
Mm.
In fact, as a country, that's why we're where we are today. The sense of entitlement, without asking, a woman should know their place in their husband's house. Of course, no man is dropped from heaven on earth. You came through a family, a father, a mother, brother, sister.
Yeah.
Without asking, the woman will know inevitably that there are some people that are related to this man.
Mm-hmm.
Whether by asking, either by function, by something we couple that you will get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
But where the problem lies is when you begin to demand this, already you are putting the woman on pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the pressure will escalate to misbehaviors. Like, what is it to say? You know, all these kind of things will begin to come up. There will begin to be a clash between the family of the husband and the wife.
Yeah.
And if, unluckily for her, she now married to a man that is not a man enough, there will be a problem. And these same people who are claiming the sense of entitlement, they won't be able to clean up the mess.
I'm
telling you the honest truth.
You're right.
So, for instance, from the beginning of my relationship, I define it with my parents and everybody.
Hmm.
You are married to me, not to the family. Okay, but you hold the obligation to perform wife duties in my house, and as well to my parents, as well as for the responsibility to your parents also, and so on and so on. And it has been peaceful.
Yeah.
Everybody knows their place.
Hmm.
Everybody knows what to do, how to do, what should be done and what not should be done.
Absolutely. Just keep it respectful and lovely.
I'm telling you, I will give you peace without any struggle.
Thank you very much. So, you sound like your heart is truly at peace. I like it. Yeah, you sound it. I can almost hear the peace in your voice. Absolutely. I agree. Thank you very much for calling me this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You can feel the peace. Like, see, I don't want stress. Everyone just be respectful and, just love one another. And, you get. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Wenimo.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
This is Florence calling.
Thank you for calling me.
Yeah. For me, I think that respect is reciprocal.
Agreed.
If I fall for you, you fall for me. So when a woman is married, she's not meant to be subjected to a particular way of life. When you come to her house, she will respect you, serve you food if she has, do her diligence in the family, but you should not tell her, hey, you have to greet me this way, you have to wash my plate. I had such problem when I got married, and my husband had to show the sister where she belongs. You don't have to come to my house, and then you plan to come for a move, and then in the morning you will relax. Somebody that has given that, you bring out your clothes for her to wash.
What?
Honestly, what I went through.
What did you just say?
Yes, even people started complaining. Me that gave birth, I will not eat till like 11, 12. I will be feeling dizzy because the baby will be sucking me. I have to cook, I have to. And when I refused to do that, it became a problem.
Sorry, one minute. Help me understand this. Wasn't she there to help you since you just had a baby?
Yeah, that was why she came. But when she came, she turned things around. She sit down, call nail painter, paint her leg. If I call somebody that sells on this, if I select my own, she will select her own and see, so that when her brother comes back, the brother will keep.
Wow.
So I told her, I will not do that. I will not tolerate that. I have prepared soup. I have made soup and put in the freezer. So you can boil rice, boil beans, anything and cook. But she will not do that. Instead, she will carry plate and go out to buy food when they are still in the yard because I did not cook.
Amazing.
So, I now told her that this is not why you came. But since you have come to disturb my wife, I have to give you money to go back to where you're coming from. And she turned it to an issue, calling all her other siblings that the brother and the wife has sent her out of the house. And some of them, instead of inquiring, they did not ask. They started shouting. And when some of them now heard what happened, they now understood what happened and said, it shouldn't be that way now.
Yeah. But thank God they were understanding.
Yes. What made me happy was that she stopped calling me. She said she will not forgive me. But after some time, I had to call her to show her that I don't have anything in mind. So I had to make peace with her before she died.
I'm glad.
So that was the happiness. So a woman should not be subjected and a man should not be weak.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. Thank you very much. So, I mean, you can see that this is a real matter, you know, and it's deeply cultural. I mean, men can also give us examples of how possibly family members of the wives are also so demanding on them. Everyone will have something to say. I mean, if you're married to my daughter, then you owe me, you have to build me a house. You have to pay me some money monthly. You owe me this, you owe me that. Who exactly are you married to? To your spouse or to your spouse's family members? You know, it's a deeply cultural matter. And some people will swear on this culture and say it must continue. It's how it's been done and it's how it must ever be done. Hello, good afternoon. Oops, sorry about that. Please try again if you are able to. Hello? Okay, sorry. You've been there for a while too. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank God I'm
calling. I'm glad. I'm glad you're here. What's your name?
Oluwaseyi.
Thanks for calling me.
Yeah. I must first say this, that this particular incident is no longer as prominent as it used to be.
You think so?
I don't think that happens in Lagos. In a civilized city like Lagos, it's very prominent in villages these days. Then I must also point out that our forefathers are not wicked in their ways. When those things were put in place,
Yeah.
The situation then is completely different from what we have now. For instance, mm-hmm. I think you said things on the part of men. You made mention of quite long ago. And I remember then that in typical Yoruba family,
mm-hmm.
when the in-law dies, it is the husband to the children of the man or the woman that would go and dig the grave. Yes, it's a cultural commitment. For the situation of taking care of all those things, of course, people will even pay.
Ask someone else to do it?
They ask people to do it. In the case of women, when they were cooking, you know, there is no loco or whatever concept then. And somebody has to do it. It is the women, the wives, that will organize themselves based on the seniority. Okay, yale me, yale bugwa, pata pata, maybe the wife of the first born.
The senior wife.
Organize the rest wife. And so the cultural practice was prominent then because that was what the situation then demands. Now, back to...
Maybe it was also a cost-saving mechanism. You know, you didn't have to pay someone to cook. And you didn't have to pay someone to... Yeah, okay.
Not like that. The situation then, that is what dictated.
Yeah.
But now, let me just give my own real-life experience.
Okay.
To the glory of God, I'm married for 14 years.
Awesome. Good to know.
Now, when my wife was my girlfriend, she came to our house one day and my mommy was washing her clothes. And she wanted to collect it from her. And my mom said, "Madam, I cannot give you because I don't expect you to be doing this when you are married to my son. So why should I be giving you now?" Even look at myself as I'm watching. I mean, as I'm washing this clothes, I have sisters, at least three, four. I have six sisters. But then I think maybe two or three of them were around. My mother said, "Look at them. They are looking at me. They didn't even collect it for me." So if they cannot collect, why should I give it to you? So what I want to bring out is, it's about belief and mentality. If you as a mother-in-law, you know, before you become a mother-in-law, you will first be a wife.
You were first a wife, yeah.
Right now.
Hello?
As a wife now, okay. You are not taking certain things from your mother-in-law. You too should know that by the time you become mother-in-law, those particular things you are not taking now, you shouldn't expect the wife of your son to be doing it for you.
But some will arguably tell you that they're doing the same things because these things were done to them, so they must also do it to somebody else.
No. Those ones...
So they tell you they're retaining the culture. They're retaining the tradition. That's the way it should continue.
There are some certain things that the dictates of modern world could not... I couldn't expect my wife to be cooking for my family member. Life has changed. The culture has to evolve with the modern... I mean, with the realities of what is on ground.
Yeah.
And I think that's the area we have to emphasize.
I agree. Thank you very much. Really glad, nicely spelled out. I like that he started from why this used to happen in the past, and I can't disagree with that. So, okay, let's go to another female. So we do male, female, so we can get every opinion at the table. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I want you.
Good afternoon.
Top of the day to you.
What's she saying?
As regard to what you are saying,
yes,
I think various from different states or culture. Like in those states, when you marry a new wife, she's not expected to go to market until after 1 month.
Oh.
You choose somebody from your family to buy all she wants and cook at home for the husband and for herself. Before she came into the compound, the mother and the father, they have been in existence with care of with their own care or their family care. So why now making her a slave? It's impossible. In Edo State, when a new wife is married, if the man is not only the son or the only one person, the sister of the man and the brother are to present gifts to the newly married girl. Evident that she's accepted, that they love her. But she's warned not to eat food until after 1 month from any person in that compound.
Oh, so so her own family members would have to supply her food for 1 month.
Yeah, they have to supply her. She must not go to market. But if there is no way she can, the husband is such a poor person, she can go to market and buy her own foodstuff and cook for the husband and for herself. But there must be somebody from the husband's side to look after her.
Oh.
As to cooking for her for the next 1 month.
Okay, after 1 month, does that change?
No, yes, the woman, she will not be cooking for herself and the husband.
Okay.
That is all.
Okay. I think that's...
When she gave birth newly,
mm-hmm.
she is not allowed to go to market or to go to farm until after 6 months.
Oh.
So the husband has to provide somebody called Ogwomadia. Yeah, that is how. And then in the marriage, the husband must not beat the wife. And should that happen, they hire Agberu. They have the inner caucus Agberu in Edo State.
What does Agberu mean? What does Agberu mean? What does that... Is this the regular Agberu term that we use in Lagos?
No, not those in the past. They have the one they call the tough inner caucus. So they will watch the man, the road where he passed. They will brush him with shoulder and then fight will elude. They will beat him up. Then he will not start having changes. The wife may pretend to be taking care of him, pressing the wound at the rest. That's evidence of being stubborn. Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing. Pretty interesting culture. The things you hear across Nigeria will have very pretty, very, very interesting cultures. All right, let's take one more. Let me see if I can do that. Yes, before my break, let's take one more call. Hello. Are you there? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Adesanya is my name.
Welcome. Hi. Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What? Just a little input for the topic on the table.
Yes, please.
Yeah, for the first question, nuclear family or the extended family. Now, when we're in school, in social study, we have nuclear family. That is the immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
Any other person is the extended family. So now that you are married, your immediate family, those uncles, they are the extended family. Now your own husband and wife and the children, they are now your immediate family.
Right.
So, and you also extended to those uncles in your question, yes. Because like for me, when I wanted to even introduce my wife, it will surprise you, it was an uncle. My uncle was the first person, even before any of my siblings. So this relationship also it also depends on how we relate. So that's the part of our extended family. Now the other of this not subjecting the women should not be subjected. Like mine, I was having my sister's son with me before I married.
Yeah.
But because I know his antecedents, I decided and I told my auntie, please, I want to marry now. This my your son will not stay with me because of this, because of that. And I have my peace. But the extreme, that like the one you write, you spoke about, the person is giving this, it, to me, is like extreme. We have to be balanced. Your extended family is also, your wife is marrying you as a man, is marrying me. At the same time, he's marrying my people too, in a way, so that he will know that I am not only the person he that is important to him or to her or other, but because the time is coming when I may not be around. We have to relate with those families. So if you have not been relating with those family, with the mindset that the only person I relate with is my husband, that would be an extreme. So we have to balance it.
Right.
But a woman should not be subjected to all those kind of traditions. I don't support.
Right. Thank you very much for calling. Clearly stated there, says find the balance. You're married to your partner, but you also must pay attention to the extended family. Isn't it pretty interesting how your nuclear family then becomes your extended family. And I think that's where the problem comes. The people cannot, in their minds, adjust to the fact that what used to be your nuclear family, which was your dad, your mom, and your siblings, once you get married, they automatically shift into another room called extended family. And you know, possibly when you were unmarried with your siblings and your parents, your nuclear family then, remember, your father, mother, and your siblings were everything to you, and you regarded extended family as them. You possibly weren't even very close to your extended family members. So somehow you can't relate to the fact that, oh, now my dad, my mom, my siblings are now also extended family. Possibly that's where a lot of the brushes come. I'm out on a break. I'll be right back. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Don't go away. All right, I have 3 minutes, 2 minutes thereabout before the top of the hour. Let's take one more call and then I go in for the news. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. Yeah, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm Francis from Ikeja.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, so I disagree with Aibe.
Okay.
So, yeah. You can say it's tribe. That is a tribe. But not because we are former Bendel,
yes.
Yeah, I'm better. So from Agbo. So if you tribe, you can't just slave a woman for just one or two reasons. Guys, if they are doing that, that is for their country.
You mean for their tribe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, God bless you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I want you to greet Daddy Fish for me and Joyce and Ada Blessing and I.
Okay, they hear you. Thank you very much. Okay, so he says it's not all across Edo State. Okay, I hear you. Let's squeeze one more in. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Felix, calling from here.
Welcome, Felix.
Yeah, I'm very happy with this topic today.
Good.
I got married 5 years ago.
Okay.
I think by December 28th, I completed 5 years.
Congratulations.
I'm from Kaduna. Thank you. I'm from Kaduna South.
Okay.
And in those days, before our brothers, that some of them getting married, you carry your wife to your family house. From your family house, you take her to this auntie, to the other uncle, this and that. So when it get to my time, I consider it's a waste of money. as a good Lagosian. I went to I'm their last born. We're 11. So I thank God my father worked with the Nigeria Railway. He sent all of us, and everybody is where he is now. So after that, I meet my wife. I went to her family house. We did introduction. My wife told me that they told her that she should carry me from Zaria to just to Maiduguri to Lagos to show family members who she want to marry. I said, I'm going nowhere.
Wagam.
The most important place is your father's house where they give birth of me. So I've been there and I meet some of the villagers, community people. I'm okay.
Thank you very much. I apologize. But I need to bring you the news on the hour right now. I'll be right back to take some more calls. Then go away. Welcome back, Nigeria. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Thanks for being here. We're having quite a very interesting conversation in case you're just joining. And I'm taking a cue from a post I saw online about a man who says that when he dated and was about getting married to his wife, he told his family members there was no point going around to introduce her to everybody, you know, and he set the ground rules, you know, everyone day your day and, you know, just relate respectfully and stay at his. So the question I've asked is, there is a deep cultural thing to saying that when you marry a woman or you marry a man, you're not essentially married to your spouse, but you're more married to your spouse's family members. So I've asked you if that's true in your case, if you believe this in this cultural practice, and if you think it should continue. Secondly, I've asked you what your idea of your particular extended family is. Remember that you grew up with a nuclear family that has now become your extended family by reason of marriage. So do you reckon that your former nuclear family is now your extended family, or you still hold them as closely as if they were still your nuclear family? So how do you find that balance? How do you play, in getting that balance so that everyone is happy? Okay. 0700-993-993-993. If you're female, the number is 01465-7190. Hello. Okay. Please try again. Hello.
Hello, Anima.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Fawzi Dike. I'm calling from Radio Shady.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Coming to this extended family that we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So my own side, when you marry a woman to my own family, the only thing that you will do, when you bring the woman to the house, the only thing that you will do is just and carry the woman, your wife, to elderly person in that particular family. Are you getting me?
In your own extended family, you mean?
No, yes, like the elderly man.
Okay.
In that family.
Okay.
I show them that this is my wife. It's because it's not all of them that we go in that particular thing of that bride price.
Mm.
So when you pay the bride price and you bring them, you bring your wife, either you invite the elderly man to your house, or you take your wife to the elderly man's house.
Mm.
So the elderly man will now pray for that new wife that came to the family.
Okay.
Then the woman will now know where her husband is from, and from some of his brothers and sisters.
Okay.
By the time goes on, then who does not know my wife or the woman can be able to be knowing her through the August meeting.
She'll meet the remaining family members during their general meeting?
Yes, like this August meeting. When your wife registers in that kindred meeting.
Uh-huh.
So she will not go to the August meeting. So when you go there, when you have the mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
So the mother-in-law will not introduce her to other village women.
And the mother-in-law is introducing her to other village people, not to other family members.
No, because of them, in that August meeting now, some of those who does not know where the guy is coming from or who...
This is essentially to other people. These people are not your family members, so you could as well meet them in the market and say hello to them. But I'm particular about your extended family. I mean, your uncles, your aunties, your sisters. And by the way, I keep wondering, this August meeting thing, does it hold in August? Or is it just the name it's called? I hear August meeting. I see it in movies a lot. So is it just once a year, August meeting, or is it... You guys, help me understand it. All right, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Don Dupe from Savoyala.
Welcome.
I want to come this way.
Okay.
All this culture, all this nuclear and extended family of everything that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't use bad things to set an example, it will look as if bad things doesn't happen at all. Yet it happens. Now, if you get married and decide that it will only be only you and your wife, and then if you start having children, it's only me and my children. The wife will say, it's only me and my children. The woman, the husband will say, it's only me and my children and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it. It's uncultural. It is just uncultural. I think Oyibo people used to do it. The white people used to do it, but it's in this part of Africa, it is not like that. Because if anything happens, the first thing people will do is, after friends have come, neighbors have come, then they will say, where is a member of the family? Brother, where is your brother? Where is your brother? You have any brother? Sister, you have any sister? And where are your people? They will still ask of your people.
This conversation is not about you cutting off or saying you're not never going to talk to your other family members. I'm asking you what roles they play once you're married. Do they still play the same role as when you were unmarried? Is the role still the same? Do they have the same access? You know, you're a man, so to your wife, for instance, is she married to you or she's married to your family members first?
Yeah, that's very good. I think I'm still on the line. Yes, they will know now that you are married,
mm-hmm.
and then give you some breathing space. Not as if when you were bachelor or spinster,
mm-hmm.
you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Then you still in your own little way carry them along. They will still in their own way carry you along.
Mm.
That is the way I look at it, and that is the way I, my personally, that is the way I move with my mother-in-law. My mother is dead.
Mm.
My father is dead. Then her father is dead. Then my mother now is her own mother.
Mm.
So we carry ourselves along.
Mm.
If anything happens, we normally call ourselves and say, "How do you do, mom? How do you do, mom? How do you
yeah.
do?" So my son-in-law, my daughter. How do you do? How is my grandchildren?
Yeah.
That is just that. It's not as if everybody will just forget each other because we are married and maybe because we're not rich.
Mm. I hear you. Thank you very much. And I see a lot of sense in that. You then don't cut off everyone and say, it's just me and my spouse, every other person. I don't want to call you again. Don't ever call my number again. No. Come on. Really? Do people do that, though? Like, I don't know, but... Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And I want to put my on this cultural issue.
Yes, please.
My name is Veronica. I'm calling from VI.
Yeah, welcome, Veronica. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm from Plateau State, Lantern Local Government.
Okay.
So, in our own traditional, before you get married to the woman,
mm-hmm.
the first thing you have to go to the girl house. When you get there in the night,
mm-hmm.
you see our father or our mother, you bend down and greet them. If they welcome you for their house,
mm-hmm.
they will ask you, who do you want to see? You tell them that, I want to see a successful person. So they will say, okay. They will call the girl, you know this person. You say, yes, okay. They will say, okay. They will call your sister, mm-hmm. not you. They will say, okay, give him chair to sit down. So inside kitchen, now they go put that chair for that man. You sit down.
You sit down inside the kitchen?
Yes, where you used to cook. So the man will sit down there. When you finish what you are doing, you will now go and meet him. He will talk. So if you agree, the man will now go back home
mm-hmm.
and tell him parent that, okay, I don't see a wife that I want to marry.
Mm-hmm.
The parent will say, okay. Are you sure? You said yes. So you now say, okay, take the money. If you have your own money, we say, okay, I have money. You now go to the market,
mm-hmm.
buy soap, buy cream, buy bathroom slippers, buy brush, buy McLean,
mm-hmm.
and buy towel for bathroom. You now carry this thing and go. If the girl accept, she don't agree with that. She will collect the thing. And now she will now call her friends and show them that I don't get husband or CEO.
Mm-hmm.
From there, the guy will now invite the girl to his parents' house. The girl will now go. And when the girl wants to go, she will go with one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she goes to the house, they will see whether the people like her or not. If she gets there, she will sleep till the following day.
Wow.
If she wake up early morning, the first thing what she will do, she will carry broom and sweep all the house. Nobody will see her. She okay. make sure say she done that. Nobody know.
Eh?
Nobody see her. For that sweeping, where she want to sweep.
Eh?
If they play that, she have to watch. All those things, she has to done it before they break.
Eh?
So she will now go and sit down and go. When she don't come for the marriage, go. The our mother husband
Our husband's mom.
Our husband's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So our husband's mom, our sister, and brother, and all our relatives,
mm-hmm.
she no go follow them talk. She can't talk with them.
After the marriage?
Yes.
Why?
If they talk to her, she can't answer them.
Why?
Because of the traditional. For the some time or some years. So among those has mother-in-law them, one of them, the one way senior and I go first do, she has to do something. And then she wants to open her mouth so that she can talk to her. But if she never do something, if she follow and talk, she will not have respect.
What do you mean by do something?
As in, she do traditional something, she come and say, okay, I'll buy you wrapper. You catch one chicken. And then when she bring it come, she say, I want my daughter-in-law to talk to me. So you not give to her. When she collects it, she now go to her own mom.
Uh-huh.
Her own mom will do something.
Uh-uh.
Will cook. Yes.
Because you want to talk to somebody.
Yes.
Wait. All of this stuff, does it still happen now? Or was it in the past?
Yes. Till today.
Wow.
Till today from Lantan local government.
In Plateau State.
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you very much for sharing. I had to listen to that gist because, man, because before you talk to someone, you have to do. Okay. Well, but Aisha says it still happens. Wow. Amazing. Wow. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah. You have me, Matthew, on the line.
Welcome, Matthew.
Okay. I want to talk about traditional aspect of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm from Cross River, BHA precisely.
Mm-hmm.
We do believe marriage is honorable and also simple
mm-hmm.
in nature. Like, if someone doesn't have what it takes to do traditional marriage, like doing it hugely, you can just start with little cash, like getting some things like cream, body cream,
mm-hmm.
towel, and those things that the woman may need to take care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
Once you can afford those things, that can not even cost you up to 50K, and then you go to the lady's parents, and then that's all. So they can allow you, you've married already, they can allow you as long as much time as you may want by yourself to come and do the traditional marriage. If you don't want, It is only left for you and your woman, the husband. It's only your agreement.
Hello? Hello? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, it's almost 20 minutes past one. Pretty interesting stuff you guys are running me by. So, if you're just joining, this is a Sunny Side. If you're wondering why we're having this very interesting conversation, I jumped on a post online and I saw someone who talked about how he draws the line between his marriage and extended family. So I'm asking you two questions. Number one, your previous nuclear family, which was yourself, your parent and your siblings, when you get married, do they become your extended family by principle in your practical instance? Do you move them from nuclear to extended, or do you retain the same relationship? He also explained in that post how he told his family members that, see, my wife is married to me, not to you. There is no yawowa in this situation. She's my wife. She's not a collective wife. She's a specific individual wife to me. So I'm asking you, in your instance, do you think this cultural thing is a good one? Do you think it should continue? Does it apply in your instance? Is your spouse, are you married to your spouse or more to their relatives, to their family members? Is your spouse married to you, or firstly, and more importantly, to your family members? 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. Hello? Okay. Please try again if you can. I hope you're able to get back in. Hello?
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yes, Victor. Yeah.
Your name is?
Victor.
Victor. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, with the question is, how would...
Can you speak into your phone? You sound faint.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, and with the question they ask, from your nuclear family to extended, why will you relegate your nuclear family to extended family because you're married? It shouldn't be like that. Mm. They were there for when you got married.
Yeah.
And I think you and your wife should work together with them.
Okay.
In peace. So the question you asked about August meeting. Yes.
Uh-huh, yes.
August meeting is every year.
Oh, every August.
Yes. From family meeting to church meeting to village meeting to community meeting.
Okay. But back to the initial question. So for you, is your wife married to you or married to your family members also?
As far as I'm concerned, my wife is married to me, but there is nothing wrong if they call her our wife.
Mm, okay.
She has come in. She's in the same family now, so she's our wife. There's no problem there.
Okay.
She knows that I'm the real husband.
All the others are assistant.
That's not a pet name. There's nothing to attach to me.
Okay, it's a pet name. Thank you very much for calling and sharing. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Momo.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Edu.
Welcome, Edu.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, my extended family.
Mm-hmm.
My father, my parents are not my extended family.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Now, for my wife can say that my parents are her extended family.
Okay.
But I believe because she's married to me, she's part of us. So we are all nuclear family. Now, my uncles are my extended family. My wife's people, her siblings, I can call them my extended family.
Uh-uh.
Or I can call them my nuclear family.
Is it fair like that? That your calculation, what's your war now? So here's where you started from. So you said that in your marriage, your parents remain your nuclear family.
Yes.
And they are nuclear family also to your wife.
If she wants to. It's her choice now.
Okay.
Now, so for me, it's also my choice to call them my nuclear or my extended family.
Okay.
Now, coming to the culture thing, whether my wife is forever. When the day I did my traditional marriage.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's hand was handed over to my mom.
Oh.
Not to me. That's the tradition. She's handed over to a mother that will take care of her.
Okay.
Yes. So she's married to the family. Now, there are cultures that happened in the past that time will make them fizzle away.
Mm.
For instance, we used to live a communal life in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, everybody is on their own.
Mm.
There are certain days we don't eat together again. While growing up, my father and the siblings, they eat together.
Mm.
They cook. We cook a general food and everybody share.
Yeah, from the same pot.
Yes, it doesn't happen again.
Mm.
I can't remember the last time my mom came to my house. We talk on phone. We talk on phone. I travel once, or if I have I travel once and come back. So I those things fizzle out on their own.
Mm.
So dragging them. But to be frank with you,
people should know
that when a woman is married, she marries the family. There are certain things that will happen. You will know that you need those family members.
Mm.
Seriously. If you say, I'm married to him, we're in Lagos, I say, I beg, confirm the family you're marrying into.
Hmm.
So that you know what you're doing.
Hmm.
Before you go,
I hear that when you explain that your parents remain your nuclear family even when you're married, how about your siblings? Are they also, do you still regard them as your nuclear family?
Yes.
You know, one of my callers, gave me the primary school definition of a nuclear family. It's father, mother, and their children. What do you think?
It's a definition. It's somebody that gave that definition. I can define it my own.
And you just did.
So
you just changed the meaning of nuclear family for us.
I do it and it suits me.
Oh, that's off. That's fine. That's fine. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
He said that's Gwenny. That's someone's definition. This is mine. Thank you very much for sharing. Okay, I can't take another call now because I'm due for a break just in a few seconds. But think about it. So I know that, you know, I can come here and tell you what I think about this, but it won't essentially change what you do. So I'd like to just tell me what you do. Let me just stay here and listen. Okay. Again, but you need to understand, make sure that all the parties involved are happy. Yeah. It's important. You know, I'm a feminist, Abby. I'm a women's rights advocate, Abby. And I will not support any tradition that undermines women's integrity. But okay, let's talk some more after the break. All right. My name is Wemi Mohadewoni. I'll be back with you again in a moment. Don't go away.
Listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
You are welcome back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's now 1:30 p.m. on your favorite talk station. And this is the Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewini. We're having quite a conversation. My last caller redefined for us the term nuclear family. He says, hey, come on, someone define it. Here's my new definition. My parents remain an essential part of my new family. Now that I'm married, they remain my nuclear family, as well as my siblings. So my parents, my siblings, used to be my nuclear family. Now that I've gotten married, they remain my nuclear family. So scrap that definition of nuclear family that says father, mother, and their children. That does not work for me. That was what my last caller said. I'm asking you, taking a cue from a post I saw online, how you define nuclear family now that you're married? If you are, do your parents and siblings still remain your nuclear family now? And then do you also relate to the idea that you are married to not just to your spouse, but to their families? Sometimes possibly even more married to their families than you're supposed to be to your spouse. So how does this work in your particular situation? 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, it's 0146-57190. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Joy.
Welcome,
I'm
Joy.
From Ikeja.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, so for me, my siblings and my parents are part of my nuclear family.
They what?
Now, they are still part of my...
Your line is really bad, though. Your line is breaking up. Why? Let's try it. Let's try again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Do that again.
Okay. No, I said my siblings and my parents are my nuclear family as well.
Okay. So, are you married now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am. So as my husband and siblings too. Now, that's on their relationship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like for me now, me and my siblings, we are very close.
Okay.
All of us, even with my parents, we are still very close.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not stop me from not knowing my boundaries as far as knowing what I'm supposed to do. When my husband tells me, oh, do this, I wouldn't say, oh, because my siblings, then I disobey whatever my parents, you know, my husband tells me. There's still, you know, there's wisdom. Do it.
Mm.
My siblings, I would say because I'm married, okay, then I say, okay, our relationship now,
cut. No. Okay. I'm sorry, but I really tried to piece that, call together, but I get your point, but your line wasn't the best. So, but thank you, Joy, for calling. So he essentially says that her parents and siblings remain her nuclear family, together with the new family that she's currently making. She also believes the same applies to her husband, his parents, and his siblings. So what has happened in her situation is to say, okay, it used to be my parents, my siblings, and I. Now I have an expanded nuclear family. So apparently you guys have created a new social studies. I don't know what topic we're going to give this. So the definition of a nuclear family has changed. Or let's say that you guys have added... what I'm going to take the liberty to term nuclear extended. So possibly now there's nuclear family, father, mother, and their children. Teachers, are you listening? Maybe we need to add this to the curriculum. And maybe now we now have nuclear extended family before we then have extended family. You understand? Because that's what I get from these conversations. Okay, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Ezekiel.
Welcome.
Yeah, Wilma.
Yeah.
I stand to say that when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse becomes inevitable. There is an institutor of this institution, and there is no way you can exist without a source. Back to the Garden of Eden. The Bible said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and both shall become one. You see, in this life, it has come to be that you are entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm not driving my opinion here. I'm just talking about the institutor and the institution. So the, as far as I'm concerned, my own personal life, I care less about anybody. My wife, my children, they are my family. Anyone who is there for me when I need them, I've got them as a family. So talking about extended nuclear compound, overseas, I care less for others. Even, okay, for example, what is the essence of, for example, you are in need of an assistant. And you throw it out to the so-called extended nuclear, and nothing comes out from there. And you know that, yes, they are well to do. No, we need to be down to earth here.
So the vibes I get from you is that you've come to this conclusion possibly because your what you now call term extended family, your permit me to call them nuclear extended. That's your parents, siblings. They used to be your nuclear family. Possibly you were not close. If you were very close with them, would you still have come to this conclusion?
Joyce, let me tell you. Let me tell you this. Forget about closure. My mother was very thick. You understand?
Yeah.
Down blood to them. Nothing showed up from them. So I'm living my life on the basis of, therefore shall the man leave. So I think I'm telling you, let me tell you, all these things, there is no, what you always see is dominance from their hand. Always want to establish their decision right on you. Do you want me to be a man? Serious deal. It's a very subtle package. You see, when you consider anybody, you understand, outside your wife, in any relative or so-called compound, nuclear, this and this, you are in big problem. I'm telling you, because we are entitled to our opinion, but I'm just having studied, you know, the handwriting of the institutor of this institution. I can see that you are entitled to where you live your life, but at the end of the day, you will come to see, like what we are discussing online now.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, this program, we're going to a station, another program will emanate, isn't it? But our life still remains. I'm telling you, it's the reality.
I hear you. Thank you very much. So the show is live on Facebook and YouTube. I see comments there. I'm heading there in a moment. The Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, and the same for YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Okay, so he says, and here's a question I have. If you were pretty close, I mean, follow me in this thought. If you were close with your nuclear family before you got married, this is what happens. So you find that, for example, a man who was very close to his parent and siblings, when he's marrying a wife, expects the wife, this is practically why it happens, expects the wife to revere them because they mean a lot to him. Right? The same thing for a woman. If she was close to her parents and siblings, expect their husband to revere them because they were close to her. Some people are unable to manage this closeness, this love that they had to their nuclear families, so much so that they give the nuclear family a upper hand, a higher hand over the spouse. Some have been able to find the balance to say, okay, yes, you mean a lot to me. This, my wife and new family also mean a lot to me. And so let's all form a big hug. Some have, however, said to their spouse, you either marry my family members or you can't marry me. you're either going to do what my family members tell you to do, or you can't marry me. Or you can't have me, or you can't enjoy me. I've heard people say you can't enjoy me if you don't do what my family members tell you to do. For some people, you know, so had... Let me just go to Facebook. I'll be right back. Okay, let me take some comments here. Alabi Omotosho Bolaji says, I am an African. Bolaji is my name. I don't share in any colonial brain. I've watched my family... What do you mean? My family means everything to me. Extended family is a way of life over here, except alternatively, you don't want peace of mind. Okay, so what Bolaji means is that his extended family is very, very important to him. Ibiri Okoro Ekioma says, my parents and siblings are my nuclear family of origin. What will I not hear on this show today? Nuclear family of origin. You people want to change the curriculum, Abi? While my family, my wife and children are my nuclear family of procreation. Hey, Morogo. So now we have nuclear family of origin and then nuclear family of procreation. Oh my goodness. Okay. Ogochukwu Joseph, your message just dropped, says he's married to both your partner and to your family. Begum. Okay. You guys got me there. Okay. Let me refresh the page and get more of your thoughts. You can also send it to YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3. Same on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's go back to the calls. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Ojo Louis is my name.
Welcome. What's your name again?
Ojo Louis, calling from Owurosoke.
Welcome to the show.
Regarding your question regarding August meeting and a man marrying a wife.
Oh, they've explained the August meeting to me. It's every August.
Okay, let me keep in one or two things regarding to August meeting.
Uh-huh.
As you said, truly, August meeting is always held in August.
Okay.
Although it depends on some villages, on some towns in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hold in any other period except August.
Mm.
And that is a specific tradition being exercised by people by then. It's not something like church or something like any other thing. Is not related to church. It's a tradition of that.
I get that already. So it's a meeting of women. Okay. It's a women's meeting.
It's a women's meeting.
Yeah,
in particular.
So.
Yeah. Regard a man marrying a wife.
Mm-hmm.
See, you must take care of the extended family. Because if you do not take care of the extended family, you will be labeled as a bad wife or a bad husband. Your co-brothers, they are part of the people that married you.
Mm.
If you do not take care of them during this period of marriage, believe me, there will be a serious issue.
Why should there be an issue?
Yes. See, when things is rosy from your husband and you fail to take care of the extended families, your brothers, your uncles, your mother-in-law. One day, don't forget, one day there will be a problem. If that problem surfaces, you cannot run to them. If you go to them, they will turn their back on you. So, as you mentioned on your question, a man married you and is married to the family also, so that whenever anything crops up in the family, people will come to you.
So one more thing before I let you go. Oh, okay. And your land has even gone. So I wanted to find out what you mean by taking care of your extended family. So let's get this clear again. I'm not talking generally about you being nice to your spouse's family members. I think that's a given. I'm saying, what role do they play essentially in decision making, in who, in generally how your... Now, you guys have even gotten me confused. So when I say nuclear family now, we don't even know what we mean anymore, because you guys have redefined the term nuclear family for me on this show. Someone even says there's a nuclear family of origin. There's another nuclear family of procreation. Okay, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yes, that's me. You know, I've listened to plenty comments by callers, and I'm surprised by a few things. Number one, the men who talk, they talk as if marriage is all about themselves. How can my husband tell me that because I'm married to him, I have to take care of his family? Are they sick? Am I a doctor? No, because I can't understand it. We relate to our individual families together. You are married into my family. My family, you are married into yours. So the responsibility is either way. Both of us are responsible to our families. Nobody should think that because I'm a wife, I've been married for over 20 years. Nobody can come and tell me that I have to take care of your family for what? I can't understand. That's number one. Then number two, all these things about him, that if you don't involve the family, the fact that we are married does not mean that our parents' families, our families of origins, that they don't matter. They do. They do. But they matter insofar as they can't be part of the extended family as in being. Because if you are completing a form, when you're talking of, nuclear family, if you're talking of nuclear family, you're talking of parents, the couple and their children.
Yeah.
But it does not exclude the siblings they have, their own parents and all that.
Those ones used to be their nuclear families too.
Those are extended family members, whether anybody likes it or not. Those are extended family. My parents are my extended family members. My siblings are my extended family members. But being extended family members does not mean they are not relevant. They are. They are. We've always known them, but we should not make them so important as to become a distress to your own family. Yes, because there are some families, you know, they just come, all they just come to do is just scatter everything, fight and make excuses and look for trouble where there shouldn't be anything. Such that the couple can't even enjoy their marriage.
Yeah.
Simply because of interference from, you know, everybody.
So because everyone still feel like they have a stake in it. And they don't.
They only have a stake where the couple don't get it right. But if they get it right, they're able to manage their affairs. Why must my mother or my father or my brothers or sisters come and be putting mouth in everything that happens in my family? Why must I do that to them? Are they not adults? Are they not old enough to take care of whatever? So if there is anything we have to do for them, maybe by way of helping in whatever measure. No, you cannot be 40 years old now. You are not sick. You are not diseased. You are not bedridden. You want me to be paying your children's school fees because you are my siblings because we're extended family. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. And nobody should be talking that Oyinbo. This is simple common sense we're talking about. We should not be looking at African tradition as if we are so backward, we can't get things right, everything is crowded. Me, I hate crowded environment. I hate large family. That is it. So I hate large family. I hate, you know, maybe the old house making noise, everybody talking, blah, blah, blah. 10 people living in 4-bedroom flat. Say, now, where's the person they find? I'm not there.
Thank you very much. 20 years of marriage, so she talks from experience. And she said, no, that's not going to happen here. That's not going to happen here. Says, there's nothing like a nuclear extended. Okay, so right now, you know, students are on holiday, so I hope you guys are not going to confuse them some more. Now they don't even know what the meaning of nuclear family is anymore. The lines are buzzing, but let me again go online and read some messages from there so we can go around. Let me start from this one, from Eva Greenzi, who says, excuse me, partners should come first, but show respect to family members. Totally. You see, again, as I've said here, that respect on this show, on this conversation, is non-negotiable. Respect is non-negotiable. I'm believing that we all have that foundation and that we all agree on that one point, that I'm not asking you if you should respect. Respect is non-negotiable, because why should you not respect somebody else if you want them to respect you? No. So, Royal Emmanuel says, family should know their boundaries once you're married with your partner, and your children should be your first priority, and then extended family would follow. Obiajulu Unwadone Neo says, honestly, if you're not ready to marry your partner's family, you are not ready. Victoria, Anthonia, Polly Adekoya, and my husband and children are my nuclear family. My siblings and my husband's parents and his siblings are extended family. What I cannot finish, I would not start. He says, my mother-in-law lives in the same apartment with her oldest daughter. And live with my husband in another flat. Mumbo. Let me read that again. Let me clean my glasses. You're saying that your mother-in-law lives with her oldest daughter and you. That means you, your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law live together in one apartment while... No, let me read this again. It's confusing. Your mother-in-law lives in the same apartment with her oldest daughter. Okay. So your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law live together in one apartment, and then you and your husband live in another apartment, yet your mother-in-law expects you to cook for them and also wash her clothes. I cannot and would not do that. So you all live in one house, different flats. But, okay. Kelechi Cyril, your message just dropped in. Says, extended family is why... many families in Africa are poor. Do what you can and leave the rest. Your family and children are more important. Great point there. Unless you can afford it, make sure you take care of your immediate family first. Okay. Well, yeah, maybe that's a good term to use. Immediate family. No, it is not. Before the end of this show, we will all agree on the right terms to call these different situationships that you've described to me on the show today. Okay, hello. Sorry about that. Can you try again? Thank you. Hello? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon once again.
Are you calling again?
No, I haven't finished my thing before my line gets off.
Okay, make it quick. If you're calling back, you know, there's so many people on the line.
Okay, thank you. Coming to this extended family that we're talking about.
Yes.
Do you know that our people say that if you have a problem in your father's side, the only thing that you can be able to run that you'll be safe is your in-law side. So that is the meaning of that extended family that you're talking about in marriage. If you don't have that extended family and you have a problem, nobody can be able to come and rescue you.
Okay.
You just face it by yourself.
Okay.
Because it is not do the right thing at the right time.
Okay.
So that is why a extended family is so much important in a relationship or a marriage.
I hear you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling back. Okay, so that's the point I was trying to make. Hello. You ready?
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Bamidele.
Thanks for calling me.
Okay. I think you are even overstretching this whole thing. When I got married, the way I just look at it is my husband's mother just became like my mother, you know, and the siblings became like brothers and sisters, you know. So I don't even think of it as I'm marrying the family. I can't marry more than one person. So the others were just like my siblings. Okay, we may have some differences because we didn't live together.
Even the people you lived together with, you would disagree from time to time. Even if you were twins, you would disagree.
Like
yeah.
So I just look at them like, my family, my mother, my for husband's mother and father. Like my father, I treat them as I would treat my own parents.
I like that. Like that. And that makes it like simple. That. But help me answer the second question, which is, now that all of them are your parents, as you've taken them and they're your siblings, so do you still regard them all as your nuclear family or they're now extended family?
Well, they are my siblings. They are like my nuclear family. There's no difference. I mean, if there's anything on my side that we need to... get involved in, we do. That's with my siblings. In the same way that we get involved with anything to do with his siblings too.
So So do you think we should go and change this curriculum? Maybe I should call someone from the Ministry of Education. This definition of nuclear family is not working on this show.
It's not. This is Africa now.
So maybe we should... but we're teaching our children that it's father, mother and children, and you're all telling me that it's not.
That is not. If I, you know what?
Uh-huh.
I got married almost 4 decades ago.
Oh.
Yes. When we went to the family of the fiancé, what I said is that, well, I'm blessed because I just got another daughter.
That's the way it should be.
Exactly.
That's the way it should be. Okay, thank you. I need to go now because my ad is coming up, but thank you for calling. When I come back, you're all going to tell me if we need to write to the Ministry of Education and change the definition of nuclear family, because you lost me. A lot of people have agreed that it's not just husband and wife. A lot of you don't agree. But for those who agree, maybe we should change the curriculum for them. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. And I'll be right back. Don't go away.